strep note for me. I will say to myself here, fully clothed. Yes, do you like my dress? Well, this is your opportunity to show off, and so I will not be removing it. I will sit here, above you, and maybe you will catch a glimpse. From down there, on your knees, there is something I would like to say, but I say that I would only like it. Above you, clothed, seated, you kneeling, your body on display, I clothed, you bare, exposed. And the option is available to you to choose to do something I would quite enjoy. You could masturbate until you climax, in defiance of any chastity order you are under. Now, I am not commanding you to climax, so this would be a break with chastity. But I would enjoy seeing it happen, you see, from my vantage point above you. Watching you touch yourself until orgasm would be quite interesting. It would arouse me. I make no promise of quid pro quo, except this. I would watch every moment, every touch, every stroke would be burned into my mind. And it would be quite interesting to me. I am bored. I am just watching, aroused by your nudity, your kneeling, your bare submission. Certainly. But do you not feel, as I do, that there could be something more? Something more for you to pursue. Something you could do that would arouse me further, and you as well. The thrill of the forbidden, the momentary disparity between us as I observe you from a protected position above. And you dream of it, do you not? Every moment you think, yearn of touching yourself while you kneel before me. You are not being ordered to touch yourself, but it would please me. I might run my hands over my body, but I will stay clothed. I will not touch you. Not reach down and take hold of you. I could. And that would certainly break your chastity, break your streak, leave you breathless. Yet my gaze is a type of touching, my glance, my words. There are many pleasant things you could do for me. And you have a certain attitude about pleasing things you can do, about putting my desires and wants first at times, do you not? And so you are left with a dilemma. There is no order for you to climax, but I would enjoy it if you did. I would watch you, perhaps arise, fully clothed, enjoying. Above your exposed and nude form, as you do whatever comes naturally for me.